Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There's only a certain amount of hours, certain amount of days, certain amount of weekends that we get to live on this earth, and eternity is a long time. And if we're believers in Christ, we know our eternity is secure. However, there are rewards. There are things that we can earn for all of eternity, and this is our opportunity. This life that we're living right now is our opportunity to earn things for eternity, and I don't want to look back on my life for all of eternity and think, man, if I had just had the courage to really live for Christ, to pursue whatever calling he's put on my life, I don't think I'm ever going to say, you know, I really wish I would have had a nicer car when I'm looking back from eternity. I think I'm going to be sad about the kingdom opportunities that I could have taken advantage of that I just simply didn't have the opportunity or faith to do.
Boy, such a good word, Gunner. And I mean, when the idea of rewards comes up, once in a while, almost always, you hear Christians say, I'm not in it for that. It's just enough to be with Jesus. And it's awesome. And of course, it is enough to be with Jesus. But scripture is very clear. And there are parables about stewardship and reward. I mean, reward is a part of eternity. And I honestly think someone once said, what if the reward is just an increased capacity to enjoy God? Then would it be worth it to steward your time, treasure, and talents? So make the case for stewardship because it does produce something that brings pleasure to the heart of God.
Yeah, and you know, even that scripture we read earlier in 1 Timothy 6:17-19, the whole reason that it tells the rich to be wealthy and rich in good deeds is so that they may store up for a coming age, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. I mean, all through Scripture, there's a chapter in my book that has all of this teaching in it. And one of my other favorite authors is Randy Alcorn. You can find his teaching. But all through Scripture, we're encouraged that God is a generous giver, for God so loved the world that he gave. Well, why would he not have rewards for us? That's a common concept all through Scripture. The challenge for us in our materialistic, idolatrous world is that we get so fascinated with the temporal things that really don't matter, we lose sight of the eternal things that have an eternal significance. And, I fight this battle just as everyone else. But if we'll slow down, take a little time with the Lord, in our quiet time, ask questions, process with him, look deeply into Scripture, be analytical with your life and the focus and direction of our life. He will show us, he will teach us, and he will coach us. The Holy Spirit will coach us in how to maximize our life, getting our finances in order, building the margin we need to have the maximum impact for eternity. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, that's a whole lot more fun than just the temporal.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.